100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's time for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the story. We got a whole bunch of stories in on the topic of why can't you be more like your sister? Anyway, I just realized I recorded, Oh, well, I have to fix that. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah. How about I just shut up and ramble with the microphone off while you listen to the stories? Does that sound like a good idea? I think it does.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Kneel and don't move. Be obedient and don't move. Smile and don't move. Never answer back and never look up. Look down and never up. Do this, do that, and never look up. I'm unique. I'm beautiful. Why can't you be more like your sister? Why? Look at her. So unique and beautiful. She looks up and never down. She's independent and smart. She's everything everyone would like to be, but not you. No, not you. You can't. You won't. Kneel and don't move. You'll never be your sister. Never. I'm unique and so beautiful, just like my sister. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Leiana here for another 100-word story challenge. For this week's challenge number 674, why can't you be more like your sister? Man, that is a lot of words to eat up the count if you decide to use them. Which, of course, I did. Anyway, for this week's challenge, my story is titled Human Hurdles, with music from bensound.com. Susan was promoted to management today, and her boyfriend Edward proposed. Stephen's mom updated him over the phone. And you? Dating? How is the job? Nothing's changed, Stephen admitted. Stephen, his mother sighed with disappointment. Why can't you be more like your sister? Follow her example. Sure, Mom. He understood all the reasons why his mother saw Susan as a good role model, but staring at himself in the mirror and envying the curves and delicate features his sister possessed, Stephen wished he was more like her for other reasons. He just wanted to feel right in his own skin.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 674, with a prompt of, why can't you be more like your sister? Well, I'll tell you why. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert realized calling Linoleum Amanda's report silly was a bad idea the second the word slipped from his mouth. Scrambling for an appropriate apology, he was interrupted and possibly saved by an attractive goth girl who plopped down next to him. Without preamble, she asked, "Why can't you be more like your sister?" Linoleum Amanda only blinked her eyes rapidly when Bilbert said, "I didn't know you had a sister." The new girl slugged him gently in the arm and laughed. "I wasn't talking to her, silly. I was talking to you." Then it was Bilbert's turn to blink like an idiot. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the subject, Why Can't You Be More Like Your Sister? Our mother had our twin lives all arranged. One of us would be a dancer, one an artist. God knows where she got the idea. None of our family were at all cultured. We freaked her out once by arranging that when she came into our studio, we would be wearing identical tutus while painting identical pictures, synchronizing our movements brushstroke by brushstroke. After that, she was never sure of telling us apart. Then we tried taking turns to be mean to her. The jackpot was when we got her to say, "Why can't you be more like your sister?"
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. My parents really had it in for my sister. She was always in trouble, breaking things, and causing upset and problems. It came to a head when the school called after some of the kids complained she'd been bullying them. Nasty stuff. With razor blades. And knives. That evening, they had a serious talk. "Why can't you be more like your sister?" they asked. I peered through the door, smiling as she wept. "The great thing about being a twin is that you can get away with murder without being blamed. And one day, I sincerely hope that I will."
"Why can't you be more like your sister?" She looked at him in disgust. "Which sister would you like me to emulate? That weak, whimpering Cordelia or Reagan? I can't imagine you are excited by Cordelia with her oh-so-honest manner and her taste for that fancy French husband. So it must be Reagan that you fancy. Tell me, Albany, were you excited by the tale of how she gouged out Gloucester's eyes with her own fingers, then watched her servant murder her husband, then kill her husband as well?" "As a matter of fact, yes, I was. Very." Please check out my longer stories at www.piswick.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Hello, my people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called "We Just Didn't Talk About That Stuff." My father never actually said, "Why can't you be more like your sister?" It was more, "Just let her do what's needed." At the time, I had no idea that this reference was a coded message about my grandmother's condition. When you're 8, what do you know about alcoholism? If nothing else, the 50s and 60s were about burying secrets. If I had known this possibly, I wouldn't have been such a dick to my sister. Surprisingly, how sad my grandmother was. Both myself and my sister are pretty happy people. Maybe I'm more like my sister than I ever considered possible. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. Richard here. And here's a couple of stories for you. The first is called Sibling Rivalry. I'm sure some siblings get on perfectly well, but I grew up hating my sister. To be fair, it wasn't her fault. she happened to be good at everything she did, and my parents made it worse. They'd shake their heads at my school reports and complain, "Why can't you be more like your sister?" It was like that throughout my formative years, until I left home and put my family behind me. Years later, I paid them a visit, and they were horrified. The sex change had made me a hell of a lot more like my sister. And my second story is called Marital Woes. We were going through a tough patch in our marriage. Well, to be honest, it'd been like that for years. However, it was at the height of one of our blazing rows that I really managed to put my foot in it. In the heat of the moment, I suddenly blurted out, "Why can't you be more like your sister?" "Oh, and what exactly is that supposed to mean?" "Well, she's stylish and smart and glamorous. She doesn't spend money like it's water. And she's so much better in bed than you." Oh. Oops. Ever said something that you've really regretted? All done. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
"Why can't you be more like your sister?" my parents say. "We're twins. How can I be more like her? Okay, she gets good grades, she's nice and has lots of friends, head of the cheerleading squad." I kept waiting for her to snap, but she didn't, so I did. I killed her, but not before letting my hair grow back out, cleaning myself up, learning how to be her. Then, when she said how proud she was of me, I killed her. Or did she kill me? After all, I'm pretending to be her, right? Is it real?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of, why can't you be more like your sister? I hope you enjoyed it this week. And next week's topic is confluence. All the topics are up there on the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, so you can plan out your year of writing. And then as we get towards the end of the year, I'll put together the list of topics for next year, and so on and so on and so on. I do know I need to get some Christmas and Halloween stories done now so that they're ready for October and for, what is it? Oh yeah, Christmas, holiday stuff. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.